got the Truth t-shirt on, like a lot of people. What does it mean to you, this new mantra all around the building?
It's huge for me. I think it means that, you know, we're going to tell the truth. And, you know, by us telling the truth and living by the truth, we're only going to be better. We don't have to sugarcoat things. We just tell it how it is, and we grow from that.
What are you looking for this year after establishing yourself as a starter last year?
I just want to be better. I feel like I watched film, and I saw so many areas that I can improve in and so many ways I can enhance my game. I'm just excited to get back on the field this season and show those things and us, you know, to get back to where we were, make another Super Bowl run.
You came out on passing downs for the most part last year. Working on that to stay on the field?
Yeah, man, I would love to stay on the field. You know, that was third down, them key third downs and then the dime packages. So I'm definitely working on my coverage and just trying to have a reason for me not to be off the field.
How do you think your chemistry is with Brandon another year in the system together?
I think it's been great. I think, you know, we have a lot in common. You know, he's from Vegas, I'm from California, and, you know, those two states are so close together, and we're able, you know, to bond and talk about stuff. Like, growing up, we have a lot of similarities in childhood memories and things we used to listen to, and I think that really brought us together. And just playing together, I think we have a chemistry like nobody else. I think we read off each other really well, and just the year last year has given us even more time to grow with each other.
Are you excited about the guys they've got up in the trenches now, Amato and some of these other guys that are bigger?
Yeah, you saw the smile on my face. Like, I love it. I like the big boys we brought in. We even brought in another D-tackle, young guy, with 350 pounds. You know, I love those big boys in the middle to help us stuff that run and definitely do a good job in the middle.
I mean, Marsh mentioned the big guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Those tackles don't necessarily get a lot of love, but linebackers a little different that way in terms of your appreciation for a nose tackle.
Oh, yeah, I definitely love, you know, the nose tackles. You know, there's you know, key to us as, you know, the O-lineman is to the running back. So, you know, I've always dreamed of, like, you know, us going to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, and being able to buy my whole D-line something and our nose tackle something just because, you know, they're so influential and so key to what we do, you know, in the running game and in the passing game.
Besides the bigger guys up front, what else has become different with Joe Woods running the defense?
I think, you know, he just brings a new attitude, a new life to it. I think the way he calls plays and his mentality behind the defense, I think is going to be huge for us. He's an attack kind of coach. You know, he's a shoot your shot kind of coach. Go make plays. He wants you to make plays overall. So I think that's going to be great for us, and I'm really excited for him to be our DC.
Todd, there was a stat out there last year that you didn't miss a single tackle. What is the key to that?
I don't really know. I didn't even know that that was true until it came out. But, you know, it was a good stat. I hope I can do it again this year.
Todd, being around VJ for a little while now, what have you seen from him? How's the chemistry been? How's he different from Gary? What have you seen out of your new head coach?
I love him. I love him. I love everything about him, his personality, his intensity, what he brings in, you know, in the locker room and in the meeting room. I just like, you know, the person that he is, and I love that he's a defensive-minded head coach. You know, I never had one, so this is my first year. And I love seeing him getting fired up when we make a play, you know, in practice. And just he knows the defense, so if something's not right, he's stopping the play, making sure we're right. So he's definitely hands-on, and he's definitely the right man for the job. And like I said earlier, we're 1-0, you know, in the Super Bowl with a new head coach. So I'm excited for this year.
Anything else? All right.
Cool. Thanks, guys. Thank you, guys.